you don't think that you're going to come to college and grow a community. Like, you're like, I'm going away from home. I don't know what to do. But here it's just, I don't know. It's a family. It's a home. So the Newman Center is just this building, and it's a great community of people that just, they believe the same things as you, and they're so welcoming, and they offer you just virtuous friendship, and like, they actually truly care about you and want to get to know you. And then we also have Bible studies, mass, like all day adoration, and just good vibes all the time. So it's always open. We can always just come study, hang out here, and just grow together with Jesus, like the ultimate place to be. I've been involved for 3.5 years now because I'm a junior and I got involved my freshman year. They pulled me in. So yeah, ever since then, I haven't stopped coming. We go on hikes. We play sports. Like, we go on mission trips. That often attracts a lot of new people because where you want to travel the world, where do you want to go? Like, I went to Ecuador my freshman year. Who thought that was possible? Like, we'll go out, we'll walk campus and just say, hey, how are you? Like, we go to the cafeteria and meet people there. I met this girl on a camping trip freshman year, and she texted me. She, like, mental noted that I said I was Catholic. And then she texted me the next day and said, hey, like, want to walk to Mass? And we haven't stopped going to daily Mass since that day. The big thing for me is that I learned that my identity does not lie in, like, the way of the world. It lies in the fact that I am a beloved daughter of God, and that's the only thing that defines me. And, like, it doesn't matter if anyone else thinks that I'm doing the right thing or not, as long as I'm doing what He wants. We are blessed here with a team of 5 focus missionaries, and so actually they lead Bible studies. Like, they help us grow. They're living life alongside us and just showing us what living life authentically for Christ is. And it's, they've become like my best friends. They're so fun. They're so great. They lead Bible studies. They offer like discipleship for us, and they have mass, suppers, just anything you can think of. They just live life with us. My friend Sarah, actually, we didn't even know each other. And then one day she goes, I need to go outside and pray the rosary. And then she bumped into me on the sidewalk, and I was having the worst day ever. And she just gave me the biggest hug. And then so we started to grow closer, and then we started hanging out more, and then she asked me into formal discipleship, and then we just, I don't know. You see people change their way of life. I guess it's the contagious joy that you can see, like, you're like, what do these people have, and like, where can I get it? And then you see, like, they're going to Mass, they're praying, they're going on rosary walks, they're going on bluff hikes, like, everything that involves the Lord, like, you just see the joy through that in them, and then you just want a part of that, and then you start doing the things that they're doing also, I guess. Oftentimes, like, walking on a college campus, you can get lost and you don't know what to do. But if you have this building and you have, like, the missionaries that, like, that support goes to, then they draw you in and you can witness that firsthand, like, what living authentically for Christ is. And if you don't have the support, then you don't have the building, you don't have the resources, like, you don't have adoration, you don't have mass once a week. If you have that funding, then you're able to just witness others living life for Christ.